You're listening to SBS News.
Earlier this year, the Australian Electoral Commission began contacting about 560,000 people who were potentially not enrolled to vote. This year's election must be held by May 21st, and many are speculating about the potential results before ballots have even been cast. Some academics are reporting that a hung parliament is possible this year, but that all depends on the vote count and outcome. One possibility is a hung parliament, which is when no party or coalition of parties has a majority in the House of Representatives. Adjunct Research Fellow Ian Tullock from La Trobe University explains what needs to occur if a hung parliament does happen.
And that would then come down to the number of independents, the seven at the moment. The independents would then determine which of the major parties forms a government.
Hung parliaments are becoming more relevant as minor parties and independents hold the balance of power in modern governments. Griffith University Associate Professor Paul Williams says a hung parliament relies on minor party crossbench support.
So a party needs to collate 76 seats together. And ironically, that's what Scott Morrison's Liberal National Coalition is sitting on at the moment. They're on a razor thin majority. If they lost a seat, say, early in the year and we had a by-election and Labor won it, that would see them typically go into minority government, or monarch government, and it would be officially a hung parliament.
It's important for people to follow voting instructions so they can have their say and make it count towards the decision of who governs the country into the future. The Australian Electoral Commission says voters can request another paper if they make an error and want to start writing again. The AEC adds that it is a citizen's right and responsibility to vote, and people can be jailed if they vote more than once in the same election. And for those predicting what might happen, Dr. Peter Chen from the University of Sydney says polls can give some level of indication.
There are about 17 million Australians who will probably vote in the upcoming election, and the pollsters managed to create an estimate of how all those people will vote based on a sample of maybe 1,000 to 2,000 people, right? So they do a pretty good job and they're quite accurate.
The Australian Electoral Commission's Evan Eakin-Smith is encouraging everyone to update their personal details ahead of the federal election.
So if you're one of those people, or if you've moved house recently, you need to go to the AEC website, check. You know, you can enrol for the first time or update your details if you need to.
Voting information is available in languages other than English and Indigenous languages to ensure everyone understands the process. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.